You're listening to SBS News.
This is an emergency warning for a fire issued for Bundoora, Greensboro, Mill Park around Jubilee Crescent. There is a bushfire at Jubilee Crescent, Mill Park, that is not yet under control. The fire is threatening homes and lives. You are in danger and need to act immediately to survive.
Throughout the warmer months, most Australians are accustomed to hearing messages about fire risk. But in an era of climate change and increasingly frequent and severe natural disasters, authorities found parts of the system that were not fit for purpose. In fact, the system used to rate fire danger was designed back in the 1960s. Now, fire authorities and weather experts across the country have jointly developed a new fire danger rating system. Rob Webb is the Chief Executive of lead agency AFAC, the National Council for Fire and Emergency Services.
It's a much simpler system aimed at helping our communities take the right action during bushfires. Previously, we'd done some social research that suggested people, while they knew there was a fire danger rating system, they didn't know what action they should take at each level, and sometimes they mixed up which level was worse than another. So we went back to the drawing board and designed a new system and also put new science in the background. So it should be more accurate. It should be able to work anywhere in Australia and provide people with a true sense of the fire danger.
The old system had 6 levels of fire danger rating, but now there's only 4, following research with more than 5,000 people across the country in the decades since Black Saturday. The new ratings are moderate, high, extreme and catastrophic. Rob Webb says each level has a corresponding set of actions that people should take.
When it's moderate, plan and prepare. So it's like your base level system is always you should have plans in place. And then as we get up to high, that's starting to get into a situation where the fires become a little bit more difficult to control. So you have to be more aware on those days and be ready to act. So you're listening to advice from in your local communities, from your fire authorities. And then once we're up to extreme, that's where fires are very difficult for fire authorities to control in the heat of the day. So you really must take action now. You must be making a decision about what you're going to do and activating your plans. And finally, catastrophic is the top level. And really, that's where the advice from fire authorities around Australia is to leave bushfire risk areas. It's not safe.
The new rating system is not just for residents. It's also been designed to help emergency services better respond to fires. Previously, the models used to predict fire behaviour and danger were based on only 2 types of fuel, forest and grass. But authorities found that did not accurately reflect the diversity of vegetation found across the Australian landscape. The updated system has introduced 6 more major fuel types, including grassy woodland, spinifex, shrubland, mallee heath, buttongrass and pine. Deputy Chief Officer with Victoria's Country Fire Authority, Alan Slipchevich, says this will allow firefighters to better protect communities and assets in different geographical locations.
So, for example, previously we had only 2 fuel types. So for the mallee forest, and that's if you know Victorian vegetation, the mallee heath runs pretty much through the northwest and the west of the state. We used to base fire danger rating on grasslands for those ones. And we know the heat, you know, the mallee heath is not a grass. So we have developed a better fire behavior models that will predict if the fire starts, what they will do under those conditions, different weather conditions. So this one much better reflects the actual conditions on the ground or what we can expect if the fires start and take a hold on those days.
It's also the first time Australia has had a nationally consistent fire danger rating system. That's because of the experience highlighted during the 2019-20 Black Summer bushfires, when most of the east coast of Australia was ablaze. While fires do not observe state and territory borders, people found they had to adjust to different messaging as they travelled across jurisdictions, often in order to escape an inferno. Rob Webb explains how people might use the new rating system.
If you picture a day in summer where the Bureau of Meteorology is starting to say that it's going to be warming up in the week, towards the end of the week. What there will be, there'll be a fire danger rating attached to that. So it might say the fire danger today is moderate, tomorrow is high, but it might become extreme in 2 days' time. So that should trigger a certain amount of messaging from our fire authorities and also trigger some action from our communities to say, the fire situation is changing later in the week, therefore you might like to change your plans. You may choose not to travel on a day, or you might choose to talk amongst your family about how you might change your activities.
The Bureau of Meteorology was among the many agencies involved in developing the new system. It will continue to play a lead role in informing communities and authorities about fire danger, including through its daily weather forecasts. Simon Lewis is a meteorologist with the Bureau.
Our role is primarily to bring the weather information together with the fuel input from the fire agencies, and run the calculations that produce the fire behaviour numbers that underpin the fire danger rating system. We issue a series of fire danger ratings products, including on our public website, and they also appear on the app. And those also feed into the fire agencies to help them with their key decision making.
While fire authorities say the new system is a vast improvement on what was there before, they also admit the fires themselves are not getting any better. The CFA's Alan Slipchevich says that's why it's so important that the tools used to respond to fires are the best available.
We had a large number of significant fire years over the last 20 years. In Victoria, we had 2002, 3 and 6, 7, then obviously Black Saturday. We had busy fire seasons in 2014, 2013, and then again 18, 19 and 19, 20. So you can't find anywhere in the past, so many significant years in such a short time. So the severity and the frequency of the big fire seasons or above average fire seasons has increased dramatically. And we can expect that to continue with the impact of the climate change.
The system has been designed to be continually updated over time as the science behind fire behaviour evolves. National Council for Fire and Emergency Services CEO Rob Webb again.
Fighting fires is always going to be hard with the severity of fire in Australia, but what it will allow is for our fire authorities around the country to be better prepared and to better prepare our communities. So it will lead to a safer community. It will save lives, particularly when it's coupled with that very hard work of the fire authorities across Australia and the more detailed warning system that's been put in. All of these things are little pieces that, when together, will mean a safer Australia. And that's the whole goal here, and the unrelenting goal of the fire authorities across Australia is to save lives.
A communications campaign about the new system will be rolled out over the summer, including information in languages other than English. Advertisements will be run in 12 languages, including Arabic, Chinese, Hindi and Greek, on channels including SBS TV, radio and online. Claire Slattery, SBS News.